Bobby Bones, post-show, pre-show.
All right, Monday show is over. We come in, we turn the mics up, and just keep talking. Some stuff that I did not get to on today's show that I wanted to. It's kind of time-sensitive. Lunchbox's mother-in-law won your family bracket.
Oh, yeah. So she won all the money. She won first place. She doesn't know anything about basketball, and I'm going to hear the... I mean, she's already FaceTimed because the game tonight doesn't even matter. She's like, oh, yeah, this is just the champion checking in, and it's going to get so annoying.
Well, you do a sports podcast. Shouldn't you be the sports expert?
I should be. That's what I'm saying. That's how these brackets work, is the people that know nothing, they win. And my mother-in-law is going to be annoying for the next year.
That really is how it works, huh?
No.
Really?
Yeah. No, I mean,
I feel like every year it's someone that's just like just
every
randomly
year you
pick something.
Hear about someone.
Oh.
But how many years do you guys actually have somebody that doesn't know what they're doing win? Not that often.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you're right.
There's always a bracket where that happens because everybody's playing a bracket. So you always hear that story.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
not most brackets. But this year was a bit different because
the powerhouses went down.
Well, not early they didn't. They all won.
You're right.
And then they all started. Like when Duke fell, a lot of people lost.
Yes.
Yeah. My mother-in-law won it. My wife got second. And this guy, Gus, who is from a foreign country and married into this, he doesn't watch basketball. He got third place. Like, come on.
Oh, wow.
He married into your family?
So he married in, yeah.
What kind of money? Was there good money on it?
Yeah, there was like $500.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a little hurt.
Good for her, though. That's cool.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Maybe she'll buy me something.
$500? What's second place get?
High five.
Oh.
Winner
all,
take all.
Or nothing.
Yeah, winner take all. We don't get participation trophies.
You brought that off. You put on your taxes?
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, you didn't win, so it don't matter. What else do I have up here? Morgan number two officially moved into her house.
Yeah.
Which she spent, I guess your parents came into town and helped you move in?
Yeah, they're still here. They're hanging out with me for a while. It's a lot. I'm very overwhelmed still.
What do you have in your house? Like stuff from your apartment?
Yeah, just really that stuff. So now I'm trying to like buy stuff and get it in, and I need some help with getting stuff in the house. And I have a yard now, so my dad's trying to teach me how to keep up a yard, and it's a lot.
Are you going to do all that, keep up your own yard?
Yeah, I even got cute little pink gardening gloves.
What about like a lawnmower? Do you need a lawnmower?
Yeah, I got a lawnmower. I have to learn to use that. I've never used one before.
Wow.
So it's going to be an adventure for sure.
You go to the container store?
Yes, and I was obsessed. I stayed in there for like 2 hours, and I was just like, I'm going to buy everything.
Are all your rooms full, or do you have empty bedrooms?
No, I have an empty bedroom. I have one spare, and then I bought like new stuff for my bedroom because I wanted... It's my first king bed that I got,
yeah.
So I got that.
So wait, how many bedrooms is your house?
Three.
So your bedroom's full of your furniture.
Yeah.
You have a secondary bedroom, which I guess you had a guest bedroom in your apartment?
No, I just used what was in my bedroom at my apartment for that one.
Okay, then you have an empty bedroom.
Yes.
Are you going to make that another guest, or are you going to turn it into something?
I don't know yet. That's partially why it's empty. I'm just not quite sure what I want to do yet. It may become a fun little office or not. I don't really need an office. I typically sit in my bed and work, so it'll probably be a spare bedroom.
Do you just stay in your bedroom too?
Yeah, when I work and I'm on my computer, I just turn on the TV and I'm just working away.
Do you go in your living room and hang out ever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Bobby doesn't. Yeah. That's
I weird. Would think less than 10 times ever. Because I've been living in my house now for close to a year. I would say less than 10 times I ever just walked out and sat in the living room. I just stay in my bedroom. If there was no living room, I would be just fine. If there was my bedroom connected to a kitchen, I would be just fine. But I had some friends come over Friday night.
What friends?
Two friends. One that used to work on my PR team. And when she left, she was like, I don't work for you anymore. So we should be friends. And then her friend. So we came over.
Two female?
Yeah, it was on my Insta story.
That's awesome, dude.
Did you text me? Who are these people? Or was it Mary?
Oh, yeah. Mary. We were together.
But you know that. You know,
I knew, but you know, yeah, she didn't recognize. There was one we didn't, but I was like, I think that's her friend.
Yeah, new friends.
So how did you do it? Did you sit on the couch and one on each side, arm around both? Or
there was no arm around
it. That would be weird if you did that.
There was no arm around anyone.
Okay.
Oh. We sat, and I'll talk about it later in the show. We watched Free Solo, that rock climbing movie. But we went to True Food Kitchen.
Yum.
Yeah, which is pretty easy, like, and clean.
Yeah.
I was like, I can go somewhere, but that's real, real tired. Then they're like, let's go out. And I was like, I don't have any in me.
To go out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although on Saturday night, I did text Morgan number two. I was like, hey, are you out? Because I went to watch Gary Clark Jr. And I was at the Ryman, which is the big place in Nashville.
Come together!
I watched Gary Clark Jr. and then she wasn't out. Morgan number two wasn't out for once.
Wow. Well, she's in the burps now.
Yeah, who did you go with?
Me. A lot. I mean, we knew Gary Clark Jr. from back in the day.
Did you see him? Like, meet up with him or anything?
We messaged.
Okay.
I don't want to hang around.
That's. I mean, I hadn't seen him in forever. Gary Clark Jr. Like, that's old school for us.
Yeah.
And so the fact that, like, all his success and watching him and see everything he does, like, I haven't talked to him since those days.
I ran into him in Austin at a 7-Eleven about a year and a half ago. just in the middle of...
I love that story.
And he was like, yo, you good?
That's him. He's always just so chill.
Because I think he's probably high.
I feel that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. But I was, like, going into work, and he was, like, wrapping up his night.
Yeah.
He's like, hey.
Hanging out.
He's like, you good? Like, yeah. Like, man, good to see you. He's like, yeah, you been? I'm like, good. He's good. He's good, good.
He's like a famous person that came from my high school.
Yeah. Austin High, represent.
Oh, that's right.
Go Maroons.
Mm-hmm. There was that. I was going to mention that we were on the post-show, pre-show, and Amy was talking about her husband and how she was calling. He was calling you strong.
Yeah. Like, because my body has changed. Like, I lift weights now, and I'm a little bigger, so my clothes don't fit. But my body's just, the shape is different. And, yeah, I told you that he said strong, and then he heard back the show. He listened to the show, but he was a few days behind, and he was like, oh. He's like, I don't really think I said strong. He was like, I think I said juicy.
Juicy.
And then I was like, what's oh, that? I think I prefer
go more.
Just as, like,
as Amy's son, as Amy's son would say.
What?
What?
Yeah, I know. I was like.
How do you confuse strong and juicy?
Well. Because he has said that I'm strong, but when he was making a comment about my body changing, he's like, it's juicier.
What?
Right? So I was like, huh, interesting.
Juicy's
like,
good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I would think that's worse than strong.
Because Bobby thought strong was bad.
No, and then no. I would never go and say, hey, wow, you look really strong, unless if it were you and I and you said, hey, I feel strong, that opens the door for me to then use strong.
Bones.
How about juicy?
Yeah, juicy. Yeah, like,
how do you
like
want a steak?
Juicy wouldn't.
You want a dry? You want a steak juicy. That's
right.
What I might
compare it
to.
He wasn't saying as a negative, but I feel it as like, oh, I'm like curvier and juicier.
And gooey.
A burger.
And wet.
A juicy burger.
No, it's like those, like if you see those chicks with shorts on that say juicy on the back. I'm like, all right.
Like juicy couture?
Yeah, they got it on the butt. I'm like, okay.
Wait. No, I don't know. I just was like, now I don't know.
I'd rather be called strong and juicy.
Yeah. Now I don't want to be described anything anymore.
Juicy couture. Yeah.
That was cool back in like 2004, huh?
But you do see that sometimes.
Still?
Yeah.
The girls still wear juicy on their butts?
Yeah.
Morgan
no,
number two?
I think that's gone. I'm
that
sure
go out with the Britney Spears thong about the pants?
Yes. I'm sure
you see like the side
that
of her
was hot too.
You like that look?
Whale tail.
Everything comes
what'd
back.
What'd you call it?
Whale tail. With a thong sticking out the back.
Ugh.
You remember that look? Did you ever do that
my
look,
my daughter is like, I guess they didn't have thongs in Haiti, but now she's like... She's
I don't want to hear this
what?
Story.
No.
Yeah, I'm done. I mean, I don't want to hear the story. I don't want to hear the story. Let's move on. Did you ever...
Eddie left.
Eddie walked out of the room.
Eddie left.
None of us want to hear... None.
It's done. No, we're done.
Eddie
we're
left.
Done. We're done.
Eddie
we're
left. Done. He's back.
We're not talking
why are you
about her
about that,
underwear. Mine. I had thongs, and she's like very confused by it. Like, she's like, Mom, where is the rest of your underwear? I don't understand what you're wearing. Why are you
do
doing
you walk
that?
Around in front of your daughter?
Bones, what is that?
No, I don't.
Is it a thong?
She gets, she sees like my laundry and like she'll hold it up and she'll be like, ew. And then she like, if she pats my booty, sometimes she'll grab it.
My question
like,
is,
where's your underwear, Mom?
Did you ever do the thong above the pants line?
No.
Ever?
Never.
In college?
Whale
no.
Tail.
Whale tail.
No. No. Never. Nope. No.
So that was on purpose when they were doing that?
That was definitely a look.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it was kind of hot back in the day.
Oh, sure hot.
I thought I was getting like a sneak peek. I'm like, well, that's cool.
That's back when I used to go to foam parties.
Ooh, those were gross.
They were gross. No. Once I left, I had a rash all over me.
Yeah.
You just think they're gross now, but back in the day, you were caught in the
emotion
of it. It was awesome.
We went.
Back in the day, they were cool.
I don't think you can do that today.
What's that?
A foam party.
Like I don't, yeah.
I was asking for trouble.
It's a different time.
What?
Yeah. Like in college.
I bet your friends still do foam parties.
Yeesh.
I need to.
No.
Yeah, I didn't like those
no,
very much.
No, it's no bueno. Uh-huh.
Like, I loved them.
If I was a parent.
I forgot a rash, I was done.
Like, whenever I was in college, if I ever, like, now that I know, I wish my parents had been like, you probably shouldn't go to a foam party.
Yeah, but
nobody
that would have been your parents saying that, so you wouldn't have listened.
No, but now I'm picturing myself with, like, Stashira would ever be like, oh, I got invited to a foam party. Be like, no, you didn't. You're not going.
Yeah, because that's gross.
Yeah, it's ew.
Back then, it was pretty awesome because you really didn't know who you were like dancing with. You're covered in foam.
Right.
Like everybody thought I was hot because they couldn't see me. That's my favorite thing. I put foam all over my head and face and I danced.
That was your trick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like, girls like, don't even know.
I got all the girls. Yeah,
they just,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's good. That's pretty much it. I woke up this morning. My allergies have been worked on. I wake up, I do the nose spray. You go one side, the other side. Then I have to take an allergy pill every day. So I take the pill. Then I take my fiber, my Metamucil. Take the fiber. There's a whole routine
now.
Like
a pill box now?
Yes, Apple. Yes. I have an MTW.
Oh, no.
THFSSU.
Those my parents have those.
I know. I'm taking HGH for my shoulder, like a healing peptide. So I have to do that in the morning. I have a whole routine where I have to go and do it all at the same time.
Are you feeling better with your allergies? Like, are you as tired?
Bit. Huh?
Are you as tired?
I've only been doing it for like 4 days, so I don't know.
Okay.
And it mostly happened on a weekend, so I got a lot of rest. So I don't know. But I'm doing it. I'm hitting it. I haven't done my sublingual tablet yet, which I have to start doing.
Oh. What? So that you can be around dogs?
So that I can be around dogs.
Oh, got it.
Sublingual?
What?
What do you mean?
I don't know what that meant. I don't know what that was.
It sounded like you take it and then you start speaking languages.
Oh. Like.
Sublanguages, though.
That's what they did in the 60s. Put that under your tongue.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
Sublingual.
But instead of cool LSD where you trip, mine allows dogs. Me to be near a dog.
Hey, that's quite the difference.
This is a terrible drug.
Yeah.
What's this one do? Well, you can be near a canine. Wait, what?
Just take it, man. You
love
it.
Does it make me feel good? Well, no.
Get to hang out with dogs.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. We're done. We're here ready to start Monday show.
Tonight, Bobby's on American Idol.
Yeah, watch that, please.
And watch it, tweet
and
it,
tweet
post
along.
It, hashtag
Don't
it.
Be tweeting stuff like, don't be comparing me to Ryan, though, because I don't want anybody like taking, like, being
oh,
like,
right.
You're way better. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Be cool about it. Be cool.
Be cool.
Be like,
I just got a TV today for the first time in my life. Whoever this guy is here, he's good.
Yeah.
I don't even know much about TV, but this is a show I would watch. All right, that's it. Thank you. We'll see you in like just a second. Today's show starts right now.
You know what feels great? Paying off high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money. Refinance your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, there are no fees. The application is 100% online, so you don't even have to leave your home. And LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Listeners get an additional interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Hope everybody's ready for a good week. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Wow, we're back. Let's go to Scott in North Carolina. Sit by. Scott, what's up, buddy?
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that y'all make me really pumped going to work every day.
Thanks.
And just listening to tell me something good makes my day actually pretty awesome.
Oh, thanks a lot. We do that at 55 after every hour. So if you love positivity, 55 after, we'll give you a dose of that. That's a good word, huh? A dose?
Yeah.
Let's go over to Morgan in Illinois. Hey, Morgan, what's happening?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Real good. What do you want to say?
I just want to say, like, thank you guys for always keeping me entertained on my way to school. I'm a special education major at Southern Illinois Edwardsville, so you guys always put me in a good mood every day before school.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, a lot of people on hold early this morning. Hey, Nikita in Arkansas. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Real good. What do you want to say?
Oh, you know, I'm a longtime listener, and I'm sure she hears this all the time, but I'm a fan of all of you, but I just feel like Amy has to be, like, the coolest person ever, and she sounds so sweet, and I just want to tell her that I appreciate all the positivity she brings to the show.
Amy, your response?
I'm not that cool.
Yeah, she
sometimes
is.
Sometimes I'm not that sweet. No.
What?
Especially people in the room. Everybody knows when you're around each other a lot. Like, I'm not that sweet. not that cool.
Yes, she is.
And I'm not always positive.
The fact that she's saying she's not sweet makes her even sweeter. Right, guys?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Let me say this, and Nikita, I'm glad you bring this up. Sometimes people will go, hey, Bobby, or even Amy, and especially Lunchbox, they'll say, don't you care sometimes that you say things that either irritate people or make people mad or make people not love you? Because we all do at times have opinions that people don't love. My whole theory on this is that there's nobody in your normal life that is just peaches and cream all the time. Like, all the sides of a human, there are certain parts that you're not always going to love. So when I come on, I'm like, I know people aren't going to agree with me, but I feel this way. Like, I'm okay with that because it does give a dimension of human. And I think if you listen to the show, you shouldn't like Amy all the time. You shouldn't like me all the time, because there's not one of your best friends who you like all the time. Would you agree with that, Amy?
Yeah.
And I hope, because sometimes even our bosses will go, if you say this, people aren't going to like it. And they're going to, and I'm like, I'm okay with that because they may not like what I'm saying, but at least they'll respect that I'm saying how I really feel. That way they trust me all the time, not just some of the time. So does that, Nikita, does that make sense with you too?
Oh, of course. Definitely.
We're no, except for Amy, none of us are perfect. Yeah.
Hey, see, she knows you were joking.
I don't think she does.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Nikita, thank you for the call. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. All right, well, and sometimes we come in grumpy.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we come in way too much energy. Sometimes we come in, you know, we just try to be as human as possible. And that's our goal here. Maybe not the best radio show, but hopefully we're like your friends and you're able to hang out with us in the morning and listen and root for us and be mad at us, all those things. Well, let's get started with the show today. We're going to do Riley Green, There Was This Girl, which Eddie finally saw the guy, and you said what?
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, he's like a former college quarterback. He's one of those guys who has it all.
Yeah.
Like, big, good-looking dude, athlete, country star.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Your class reunion's coming up?
Yeah, my high school reunion, 20 years, on June the 8th.
Oh, pretty excited?
Oh, pump. Prom King going back to show off.
You think they care?
Absolutely. They want me there.
Big deal.
Yeah. If the prom king doesn't show up, it's like, why even go?
Is it more about the prom king, or you think they like you because you're on the radio more?
Combination of both. Prom king turned into famous radio superstar, so
wow.
I'm kind of a big deal in my high school class.
So you want to go back and... You kind of want to flex a little bit.
You got to show off. You got to show up in style. At 10 years, I showed up in a Corvette.
Yeah, you did. You rented a Corvette.
Yes. And so.
And nobody saw you, though.
Well, I drove around the block like three times because it was at a bar and there was no parking connected to the bar. I just had to go put it in the parking garage. So some people saw me, but not as many as I wanted. This time they have valet right out front. I know where it's at, so people will see me.
You checked to see if they had valet?
Absolutely. Called the place, checked it out. So, what am I going to do? I'm not going to show up in a Corvette. That was so 10 years ago, guys. Got to upgrade. Lambo.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're going to rent a Lamborghini.
I'm going to rent a Lamborghini, but people won't know it's rented.
Don't you feel, though, like you're wasting money, one. And then, two, if you can't afford a Lamborghini, why would you drive a Lamborghini there?
Just to show off. Because people will be like, man, you drive a Lambo? Yeah, that's pretty cool. They don't need to know. They don't need to know.
Is that important to you?
Yes. Status symbol.
But it's not your real status.
But on Instagram, it's not people's real status, but they show off like that.
Some do.
It's important to me to look.
Then it's important to you, it's important to me.
Yes.
Good, back off now.
Okay, yeah. All right. So this is you calling a Lamborghini rental place?
Well, you have to call an exotic. It's just called Exotic Car Rentals is what it is. It falls under.
Okay.
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom, what's up, man? Jason Gibble. I'm coming in town for my 30th on the June 8th, and I'm trying to show up in style. You got a Lambo for me?
For sure. We do have a Lamborghini Huracan.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to look so good. Woo! Okay, what are we talking here?
So the daily rental on that car is $1,795.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Require a security deposit of $7,500.
That's $18. And then what's the
$7,500
for?
It's the other $1,795.
$1,795. Oh, man. Whoa. You got anything on the lot that, you know, like $60?
No.
Okay, you can drive a hard bargain. $120.
All right. They wanted you to pay $2,000 to rent the car plus add another...
I think $2,500 for deposit, was it worth something like that? Yeah.
Was it 25 or 75?
I heard 75.
Well, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, they went over my head. I got freaked out by the 1795, and I said I quit listening.
I mean, if you return it, you get that back.
Yeah, you do. But
not the 1795.
Yeah, not the 2000.
No, I know, but the 7500.
Wow, I'm so surprised that for a day that's what it costs. Wow.
Hello, what's new?
Hey, what's new, man? I need a Lambo for my 20-year high school reunion. Can you help me out?
Sounds like a good time. Yeah, of course we could help you out.
I need to know how much it's going to cost me to rent it out for, you know, to show up to the reunion.
I could do a Gallardo for $12.99 a day.
$12.99? Like, yeah, I can handle $13. That's no problem.
$1,300.
Oh, like when I pick up a car from the airport, it's usually about $13 a day.
Yeah, for a $40 car, not for a $400,000 car.
Okay, like if I give you some money and then you guys just follow me and then take the car immediately after I park it and it's a little bit cheaper.
They don't have time for you.
That car's $400,000. I'd be scared to death to drive it. Like, just to drive it, I'd be scared.
That's so awesome.
Here's one more. Lunchbox calling Lamborghini places to rent a car.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Jason. Is this the car rental?
Yes, how can I help you?
I got my 20-year high school reunion coming up, and I'm wondering if I can borrow a Lambo and drive it to my high school reunion.
$9.95 for the day.
$9.95? I can do that. I can.
No, it's $995.
Whoa, $995?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Just listen to me here. What if I have $60 and you guys can follow behind me and just I park
you
it?
Won't.
No, no.
You can't do that. I'm so sorry.
No. But listen.
Well, that's the cheapest one though.
Yeah.
$900 bucks a day. Is that worth it to you? You know, you can't even afford the fake status, much less the real status.
I know. I mean, I can't believe it's $1,000 just to rent it. That's the cheapest I could find, $1,000. You guys want a sponsor?
What do people rent these cars for?
But for this, what this knucklehead thing, dude.
Yes.
There are more people like him out there?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Or is it like they come to town and they don't go to, you know, national car rental? They go to...
Exotic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you doing it?
Man, I got to find something cheaper. I can't afford $9.95.
$17.95 with that other one. I wonder what that car was.
Jeez.
All right, keep us in the loop.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, is in the glass room with a stack of news. Raymundo, what you got?
At the ACM Awards last night, congrats to Keith Urban for winning Entertainer of the Year. In sports, the college basketball championship is all set. Texas Tech versus Virginia game is tonight. And finally, Hunt's tomato sauce has been recalled. It could have mold in it. They distribute it nationwide, so make sure you take it back for a full refund.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This barber sets their customer's hair on fire when they cut it.
Interesting.
Footage shows the hairdresser ditching the scissors to use a gel and then lighting the hair on fire, and then two combs to cut and style the flaming hair as the customer smiles nervously in their seat.
Well, yeah.
You gotta be kidding me. Customers are said to pay between $26 and $52 for this haircut, and many salons are offering this style without a license. Wait, is there a license for lighting heads on fire? Is that a special? Are you watching it?
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for an experience.
I'm not. When I get a haircut, not looking for an experience, not looking to have wine, not looking to have my feet rubbed. Like, I go in, I get my haircut. I don't even like to have it washed, Amy.
Oh.
And I go to a salon, too, right? Not just a barber. I'm a little frou-frou with my hair. I like to go in, get it done, and get out.
Yeah. I mean, girls like to, too, but we're there way longer, especially if we get color. But, I mean, I'm fascinated by this fire-cutting video.
Do you like the whole experience?
Like, I'm wondering... Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of work done, and I like my hair person, so I don't mind chatting, but...
Ooh, I'm not a chatter. And my hair person knows now, I don't have anything to say. Usually I go after the show.
Yeah.
I've said everything I could possibly say for the last 4 or 5 hours.
Kind of done talking.
Yeah, I'm over it. And sometimes she'll say, hey, you good? Yep. We won't say a word until on the way out. Like, all right, good to see you.
Bye.
It's amazing how a good relationship, the people just know each other.
Yeah.
There's no like seeing good movies lately. Don't need it. Haven't. Let me end that for you. Diane in Oklahoma City, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Real good. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that one thing you do that amazes me is you make every one of your listeners feel so appreciated. Like, it's not just a thanks for calling, zip, hang up. It's I really appreciate you listening, and you make me feel important. Like, it's important that I listen and that you really care.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean, we know that if it weren't for you guys, we would not be able to pay our mortgages. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
Right. Like, and there are 10,000 shows you could be listening to. And I don't think you're supposed to say that. I know other radio shows don't go, well, there are these other shows. But we know that. And without you, Diane, or whomever, like, we just would not be able to do this show, wouldn't be able to do comedy, and we wouldn't be able to have a podcast. You know, we just know that our whole existence professionally is based on you. And, you know, we just want to show you that we appreciate it. And hopefully you can feel that we mean it. I think so, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thanks. You know, Eddie and I are probably going to come to Oklahoma City soon.
Oh, really? I'll be there.
Well, we're planning out the next Raging Idiots tour. We haven't toured in years. And, yeah, you know, I'm not to spoil it, but that's all I'm going to say. Diane, thank you so much. Appreciate
you.
Thank you. Yeah, see you later.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you. The Bobby Bones Show. Hey, around the room, who's your favorite actor or actress? I consider all that actor. Amy?
Oh, man. I feel like I have a lot, but I'll just go with the first one in my head, Reese Witherspoon. I love her. I want to meet her.
Lunchbox?
Easy. Denzel Washington, best actor of all time. Anytime he's in something, you know it's going to be good and you must see it.
Our True. Video producer, Eddie?
I feel like everyone's going to agree with me. Tom Hanks, the greatest actor of all time.
Morgan, number two, you're 25. Who is yours?
Blake Lively. She's awesome. Oh. TV shows, movies, everything.
She's hot.
Mine would be Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah.
Stop. Wait, stop.
I can't.
Yeah, really.
I can't take that seriously.
Why?
He's awesome.
This is why, because I was thinking about this. Because what do I know the difference in acting? I mean, it looks good up on the screen.
Yeah.
I love Keanu Reeves' movies. He puts out a movie, I need to go see it. Mm. And the reason it comes out because John Wick 3, he's doing Navy SEAL training for John Wick 3.
Oh, wow.
Those John Wick movies, 1 and 2, are maybe the best action movies I've ever seen in my life.
I still need to see those, then,
guys,
I guess.
John, Bobby hyped those up, and I want... They are so good.
They're so good.
Okay.
So good.
And I pulled out my list of Keanu Reeves movies.
Oh, I'm writing that down. I got to watch those.
He's my favorite actor of all time, not because I watch his acting and go... Oh, he's a great actor, but because his movies, I just love. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh boy,
was so good.
It
was
both of them.
The other one was fine.
Okay,
but it was my favorite movie as a kid growing up. Here we go. You ready for some of these? The Matrix.
Good movie.
Tell me that all the Matrixes were fantastic. They reset how movies were made forever.
I didn't like the first one, so I haven't seen them.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a problem with that.
I wanted to leave the theater early.
Really, one of the biggest movies of our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Pill or the... Oh, come on. Okay. We'll go back in the day. Speed. You guys think Speed was great?
Speed was so good.
Speed was so good.
Okay.
You didn't like Speed?
I didn't think his acting was great in it.
What about Speed 2?
I didn't see it.
How about The Replacements, the football movie?
That, okay.
And he's a quarterback.
Shane Falco.
Tell me that wasn't just amazing.
That was pretty
when
good.
When they do the dance
at
in the jail cell.
At first I was scared. I was petrified.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
They dance in the jail cell, and Kathy Ireland's the kicker.
Wait, that's
a different movie.
Whatever. What's that one?
That's Necessary Roughness.
Oh, well, I get confused a little bit. I still like Shane Falco.
I guess I need to see The Replacements.
Oh, yeah. Shane Falco.
It's good.
Is Point Break in there?
Point Break. Yeah.
Woo! It's a good one.
Guys, I'm listing these movies, and you know how I hated that Keanu Reeves. How about The Devil's Advocate?
Never saw it. Huh? Yeah. What is that?
It's a suspense movie.
Oh, is Mailbox Letters on there?
Mm-hmm, sure is.
What's it called?
The Beach House. The Lake House, sorry.
The Lake House.
Not my favorite, but still, whatever. Something's Gotta Give. There's a lot. My point is, that's the deal. Keanu Reeves is my favorite actor.
He's your favorite. It's fine.
I've just declared it. And John Wick 3, he's doing Navy SEAL training for John Wick 3.
That is intense. So is he getting, in like hardcore shape?
I would assume,
as John
right?
Wick?
Like just by doing it, not on purpose. But he also is doing 90% of the stunts for his film too. The only ones he's not doing are the ones like you can't do because
it's amazing.
Like, you may be out for the whole movie.
How old is he now?
Yeah, that's a good
he's
question.
He's doing SEAL Probably training 50s? And all the stunts? 54.
54.
He looks really good for 54.
Have you seen the video of him on the subway where he gets up and lets a woman have the seat? He doesn't know he's being recorded.
Yes.
That was very
He's supposedly
thoughtful.
The nicest guy, too. I love him.
I mean, that was supposed to be like a video that he didn't know was being taken.
Yeah. Anyway.
Or did he?
I love Keanu Reeves. He's my favorite. The end. You guys can have yours, and you guys hate it on me.
Well, no, actually, you know, when you start naming those movies, you're like, who cares about his acting? They're
who
fun
cares
movies.
About his acting?
I don't know that he's a good or bad actor.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. We're not experts, but I'm saying it's pretty awesome that Well, you enjoy those movies.
But you're right about Denzel Washington. Like, every movie he's in is good.
Yeah, but it's sort of like Nickelback. At first you hate on him, and then you start playing the song.
Great analogy.
You know what?
Great analogy. By the way, Eddie says he has a least favorite actor.
Oh, of course. Amy Adams.
What?
I can't watch a movie she's in.
Like, why?
She makes me uncomfortable. I just don't believe her.
I like Amy
Like, the whole time I'm watching her character, I'm like, you don't convince me, Amy Adams.
Why are you such a hater?
I don't know. It's very weird, but I just cannot watch her movies. She is my least favorite actor.
That is so
That's so weird. It's bizarre.
Because she's like, have you seen Enchanted?
Nope.
He won't watch it because she's in
American Hustle, I started to watch it. I'm like, I don't believe you. Get out of here. Changed it.
She's in The Office. Do you see the scene with purses yet? That you had to have passed that one already.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Trying to think about it. Hold on. I know I saw her in something recently. I don't think it was The Office, though.
Yeah, she sells purses to Jim, and then she's up dating him.
Oh, I don't remember.
You're skipping too many episodes of The Office.
I'm going to be able to go back through and watch it again. I just can't.
Well, I think Amy does stuff while she's watching The
Office. Yeah, that's the problem. Housework. And I also leave the room.
You need to stop.
I leave the room
you need to stop
while
that.
It's running.
You're disrespecting
and then I come back in and the episodes are so short that I'm like, oh, I'm on a new episode.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
A big night for country music. The ACM Awards were last night. Keith Urban won Entertainer of the Year. Dan and Shay took home the most awards of the night with 3, including Song of the Year and Single of the Year for their song Tequila. Kacey Musgraves took home Female Artist of the Year, with Thomas Rhett taking home Male Artist of the Year. Brett Young and his wife Taylor are expecting their first child early this fall. Congratulations out to them. Miranda Lambert is back with her Roadside Bars and Guitars tour for a 2019 leg, and it's a full female lineup with special guests Elle King, Maren Morris, Ashley McBride, and Class of 2019 artists Kaylee Hammock and Tennille Towns. Tickets go on sale April 12th. And don't miss Bobby Bones filling in for Ryan Seacrest as host on American Idol tonight on ABC at 8, 7 Central. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
Bobby Bones is on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this father, Jim, he was diagnosed with some neurological disorder that left him unable to walk, and he was in the hospital for 5 months. Well, his daughter was getting married, so he worked so hard during physical therapy, didn't really give his whole family, you know, his progress report and where he was. So they knew he was going to try to work towards walking her down the aisle with a cane. And he showed up and he did that. And obviously people were like, wow, we're so impressed with all your hard work. That's crazy. Then during the father-daughter dance, he ditched the cane and just started dancing. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And he threw the cane. So, I mean, he was able to dance with his daughter. And so everyone was totally blown away because they just didn't expect it. And the fact that he was able to keep that under wraps.
So he played possum during the walk.
Yeah.
He still caned it during the walk.
Yeah. And then during the dance, he was like, this old cane?
Dun, 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 dun,
I know.
Dun. That's good.
So that's super cool. And I'm sure just a proud father-daughter moment because, I mean, it's really scary to just have something going on in your head and then all of a sudden you can't walk.
Yeah, that is crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Houston, Texas. 1 week ago was April Fool's Day, so one judge in Texas thought it'd be funny to get online and say, hey, he's going to run for the state Supreme Court. Only problem is, when you announce you're running for another office, you automatically resign as a judge.
Oh wow.
He just became a judge in January, and he thought it'd be funny to say, hey, I'm going to run for this office. So he tweets it out. And according to the Texas Constitution, that's an automatic resignation from your position as judge.
So he's out?
So he's out. And now he's fighting, asking for his people to stand for, you know, like, come to his aid and say, hey, it was just a joke. I still want to be a judge.
Surely they have to let him back in, right?
Yeah.
They have to look at the circumstances surrounding this.
He's been a judge for like 3 months.
That just sounds like something I would do. That's how I guess I feel it.
Like, you just kind of have to be like...
Ugh, sorry. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
It is time. It's been 5 months since the last champion in Amy versus Lunchbox. Amy with 9 wins over 9 weeks. Lunchbox with 9 wins over 9 other weeks. We had a tie last week. This has taken 20 weeks. I have not seen the questions yet. There'll be three questions that dudes know that Amy will answer. She's holding her stomach. It makes her nervous. Lunchbox, you're reigning champion.
Hey, the belt is going home with me again. It's staying around my waist. Right. Ah, my waist is feeling good right now. Feeling perfect for a belt to sit on it.
Here come the questions. They've been laid in my hands. To my left, in her pinkish Pimpin' Joy shirt. She's really made a strong push as of late. Amy, you get three guy questions. Are you ready?
Ready.
You and Lunchbox tied last week. The score is 9-9. Question number one. Not including reverse. Reverse doesn't count. How many gears do most stick shift cars have? So reverse, not one of the gears we're counting here. How many gears do most stick shift cars have? Think about that.
First, second, third. I'm never driven a standard.
Wow.
But my sister had one, and I'm trying to think if she was ever like putting it into third gear. There's park, one, two, three, reverse. I'm picturing five things, so park and reverse are on there. You got one, two, three.
Amy, I need a number.
Three!
She says three. Show me three. No, sorry.
Oh, is it two? Is it four?
I'll tell you.
Is it five?
Lunchbox?
It's five.
It's five.
I was picturing five, but why did
Lunchbox
I have...
Lunchbox one, Amy zero.
Oh, my gosh.
You want me to try to teach you to drive stick?
No, I don't want to. No.
Okay,
no,
right,
I can't. Right.
Amy.
Mary.
No.
You ready?
Man, I had five in my head when I said five.
What kind of work is a monkey wrench typically used for? Now, monkey wrench. You're doing your hand, a motion with your hand.
I feel like a monkey wrench... I don't know. I don't have a I wrench, yeah. Unscrews bolts, unscrews...
A monkey wrench?
There's a bolt, and it unscrews it.
What kind of work is a monkey wrench
typically... If I'm working on taking my tire off or something, that bolt, do you grab me the...
I need an answer.
Monkey wrench, please? I guess. A tire bolt.
A tire bolt. No, I'm sorry. Lunchbox. A monkey wrench.
A monkey wrench can be used for a lot of things.
Oh, a monkey wrench is typically used for blank.
A monkey wrench. Tightening. Well, if you're not going to. Well,
I need an answer.
It's not on a tire bolt.
Three
I know that.
Seconds.
Oh, okay. You know
it's,
that.
It's tightening bolts.
Incorrect. Plumbing. Monkey wrench has a lot of pipe. A lot of pipe
like
it goes around the pipe. Yes. Eddie, would you know that?
Makes
that's
sense.
Correct, yeah. Bones.
Oh, you would have known it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Amy, one final question.
I haven't done much plumbing.
Jameson, Southern Comfort, and Maker's Mark are brands of what?
First thing in my head is whiskey.
Jameson, Southern Comfort, and Maker's Mark are brands of what?
But is bourbon whiskey? I think it's the same thing.
I need an answer in 3
Maker's
seconds.
Maker's whiskey.
What is your answer?
Whiskey.
Whiskey is correct. Right, she got one.
I mean, I got one. One's nothing.
It's nothing. I know.
One is nothing. I needed three for three.
You did need three for three. You did not get it. Over to Lunchbox, who can now win the championship.
Yeah.
They're not playing tonight. The Kansas Jayhawks are not playing.
No, they got eliminated by Auburn in the second round.
That's right.
They got blown out of the building. But that's okay.
That's right.
Rock
tonight,
chalk.
Texas Tech and Virginia in the national championship.
Oh. Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you ready?
I've been ready.
April's birth flower has white petals. What flower is it?
What?
April's birth flower has white petals. What flower is that has white petals?
Definitely a lily.
Correct.
Wow. What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
You just guessed that?
I have no idea what a lily even looks like.
Yeah.
It's just the first name that popped in my head.
There you go.
You've probably seen them at church.
Oh yeah, Easter lily! That's where they get it? Oh my... Pays to be Catholic sometimes.
Lunchbox.
Wow!
By the way, for the win, if you get this one, it's over.
If he gets this one, it's over. That's fine.
Because Amy can't catch him.
Yeah. Wow! I cannot believe... That was amazing.
Ready.
That made me feel really good about life.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Yep, I'm ready.
What is the term for fabric that doesn't bleed in the wash?
Excuse me?
What is the term for fabric that doesn't bleed in the wash?
The term...
Mm-hmm.
Bleed free, unbleeding, Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis.
What?
talking it out.
Streak free.
What's the term for fabric that doesn't bleed in the wash? Need an answer in 3 seconds?
Linens.
Linens, he says. No, Amy, you can steal and make this a tie game.
I don't even understand
the
question.
The term for fabric that doesn't bleed in the wash. Steal it? 3 seconds?
Color guarded.
Color guard. Incorrect. It's color fast.
Oh, wow. I'm not familiar with that.
Lunchbox, okay. One final question.
Yeah, this could win it.
This could win it. How much do you know about Taylor Swift?
I know
like
she's...
enough?
I know she's right down the middle. Mainstream alley right here.
No, I know she's from Brentwood.
What?
Tennessee. She's from Brentwood. Okay. That's where she went to school.
Taylor Swift is set to star in a movie adaptation of what famous Broadway play? Now think about this. Taylor Swift is set to star in a movie adaptation of what famous Broadway play? It's what she's doing now. She's been off taping it, recording it, filming it.
Famous Broadway play. What could be famous on a Broadway play?
It's been all over the news and given her co-stars gifts. I'm talking about how great of an actor she is.
Dang, I mean...
Uh-oh. Is he playing possum right now?
I literally have no idea. I mean, I'm not playing...
I mean...
Lunchbox?
The only famous Broadway play is Cats.
He says Cats.
I mean, I have no idea. I that's just the first thing that popped in my head. I have no idea. I don't even know what Cat, if that's even a play.
But you think Cats is a play on Broadway?
Yeah.
What made you say Cats?
I think I've heard of that before. I don't know why. I've never been. I mean, the only thing I saw, I went to Off of Broadway, though.
What was that? Did you see Cats?
No, I don't know what I saw.
Did you just call it Off of Broadway?
Yeah, they call it Off Broadway.
Okay, Off Broadway, but you said Off of.
Show me Cats!
What? Are you serious? What in the world? That's really a play! What?
Are you joking?
Yes. That's it.
Yes! Oh my goodness! And they stay there! And they stay there!
There
you are. You are for real.
Yeah.
Guys, I have no idea what that even is.
With Lily and Cats, the guy won the championship.
I am in shock.
That's impressive.
Ludacris going in on the... Oh my! I gotta go see it now.
Oh, you do?
Is it like about meow cats, or what is it about?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I knew she was in it. I never saw the play.
I honestly have not seen one news story about this.
There he is.
Woo!
I think that maybe your brain has.
Yes.
You sort of had it in the back of your head. You just didn't know it. There's no way.
He's back, folks. It's champ. Oh. Two-time. Defending champion.
Champ.
Wow. Amy, good run.
Oh, thank you.
Good run.
Congratulations.
But not good enough.
Bobby Bones. Come on. Big night for me tonight is I will be hosting American Idol, which is pretty crazy. And it was all by accident. They didn't bring me in to host. I've been the mentor on the show all season long. But I kind of walk you through what happened. We did two nights of duets, and we're at this big fancy theater in Los Angeles. And let's say the show started at 7 o'clock. Because in a theater, they shoot it pretty much live, and they just air it back. It's about 5 minutes before the show starts, and I'm already working, sitting down with a lot of the contestants, talking them through songs and for whatever, like, emotional struggles they're having with the week, right? So I'm there, and then one of the producers comes to me and goes, hey, Trish needs to see you. And Trish is the person that hired me, but she's also the showrunner, executive producer. Like, she's running the show. And I was like, right now? Can I finish this? They go, no, she needs you right now. And I'm like, all right, this has never happened before. It's like getting called to the principal's office, but right before I'm supposed to go speak at the assembly, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, so... I walk out and I see Trish, and she goes, we need to talk. And I was like, she's British, by the way.
Oh, is that why you said talk?
Yeah. And I was like, all right. So I had a mic on my shirt, and she goes, need to take your mic off. And I'm thinking, okay. So I peel my mic off. She goes, let's go in the alley. And so we walk out in the alley, and there's like a Waffle House beside us. There's no one around. And I'm thinking I'm either about to get fired or jumped because we're in a back alley. And she's like, Ryan's sick. We have to start in 5 minutes. Can you host the show? And I was like,
In your head, you're like, I was born for this.
Like, in my head, I'm like, absolutely. I mean, I'm like, pew, pew, fireworks. But, like, on my face, I was like, yeah, I think I can do this.
Yeah.
You're like, if you need me, I can do this.
No
but
problem.
In my head and my heart's like, ah, you know, going crazy. And so she's like, okay. So I said, all I need is stage direction, meaning I'm good on the prompter. I'm good on my feet. I just need to know where to walk when someone performs. Because you're on camera, and walk to the left or walk to the right off the stage. So they go down, they talk to Katie, Luke, and Lionel, and they say, hey, Bobby's going to host. At this point, I have a good relationship with all three of them. And they're like, great. They walk out, and it was like 5 minutes later, and it was like, here we go. Away we go. And the music comes on. And so then I hosted the show.
Crazy.
And it's tonight. I know Ryan cut a new intro piece where he's like, hey, I'm sick. Bobby's hosting. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen the edit. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how much they're leaving in, cutting out.
Yeah. That's the part that I'm a little nervous about is the editing. I mean, I know you did great, and I want that to be showcased, I'm sure. But yeah, you never know what people are going to do until
well,
you see it.
They've never messed me on. Edits have always been wonderful. So anyway, I'm hosting tonight, American Idol. It's pretty crazy when it happened, and that's why Ryan Seacrest sent me those shoes last week. He was like, hey, thanks for filling my shoes. So it's pretty good. I hope it's good. I feel like I did a good job. And I even took it in and enjoyed it a bit because I was out there and it slowed down for me. I was like, oh, I'm good. I can handle that. I'll, you know, eventually, hopefully, I get my own show. And I looked at the letters of American Idol and I thought, man, when I was a kid and I was watching this show or when I was like, well, how old was I? 20, 21, the first season. And American Idol was the biggest, absolute biggest pop culture. I never thought I'd be hosting American Idol. And so I was up there and it was good. And, you know, Lionel Richie, I've told the story before, but Lionel Richie pulled me aside and he goes, yeah, Bobby, the year was 1967 or whatever the year was.
Right.
And it was during the first commercial break. He goes, he was in the Commodores, Lionel Richie was. He goes, Dick Clark calls us and says, we need you guys to perform right now. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you know what we did? We performed right then. And you know what? It wasn't the best, but we did it. And the rest, as they say, is history, Bobby.
Yeah. So that was your pep talk from
Lionel Richie. Gave me that talk.
Like, no
so
big deal.
Cool. Yeah. And then together we did All Night Long.
Really?
No. But that would have been a great ending to that story.
In Bobby's head.
Yeah, in my heart. But then they were like, all right, 10 seconds, guys. And I was like, Bobby, you go do what you've been doing. We'll see you at the end. Mm-hmm. And I walked back to the stage.
Damn.
And yeah, I'm pretty excited. So tonight, if you watch the show, I'm hosting it. I hope you watch it. You can hashtag American Idol during the show and be like, man, Bobby, just be like this. I've never seen this Bobby guy before, but he's great. Like, that's the key.
Where did you find him?
This guy is so relatable. Like, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. He just makes me want to watch this show all the time.
I would subscribe 24 hours a day to the American Idol channel. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's tonight. I'm pretty excited about it. But tonight, I will be hosting American Idol. And I did allow myself to enjoy it, which I rarely do in the moment. But I did. I took it in.
The rest is history.
Bobby. Yeah. My Lionel's okay. I'll be honest with you.
I guess I don't know that I've ever... I mean, I've never had a conversation with him.
When you hang around people, you start to pick their mannerisms up. But yeah. He's a good one. I think he's going to play. He's going to do a show in Chattanooga soon. I may go.
Oh, yeah, because it's not far.
Yeah.
Go support
I was going to go in Hawaii, but I got food poisoning. I didn't get to go. Anyway, tonight, American Idol, I hope you guys watch. And pretty cool. I'm not going to lie to you. Hey.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So millennials, which were a lot of us are in that wheelhouse, trust YouTube stars, bloggers, people on Instagram more than their parents or close relatives.
Like, I would assume that's because these influencers are not biased to their lives. It's like a therapist. Why you would trust a therapist more than you would trust somebody in your family? Because they're telling you things without having any of your interests in their mind.
Yeah. Like some people, like an example they use is like if you're, you know, booking a trip somewhere, like where to go, where to stay, whatever, like if like your family member could be like, oh, I love this hotel, stay here. But then you hop on Instagram and you see some influencer say, I love this hotel, I'm staying here. They're more likely to go with whatever the person online suggested.
Well, I was thinking more like life advice. Oh. Or if someone's like, you know, you should date or not date this guy. Well, again, your family member knows you and is going to make a decision based on little things they know about you as well. But I mean, I get that. You just have to remember these influencers are being paid a lot of times to say things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it gets difficult to differentiate.
They're dubbing these gullible millennials, gullennials.
I don't think they're gullible. I don't. I think this is the least gullible time because everybody's a bit aware. All right, what else?
Okay, so how long is it safe to leave your dog home alone? I found this interesting to myself.
4 hours.
Oh.
Well, depending on how big a dog and how big your house or backyard, I say 4 hours.
Yeah, this should help you figure out if maybe you need to send someone home, get a friend to go by, or get a dog walker. And Bobby's right. Any longer than 3 to 4 hours alone, it starts to adversely affect a dog's body functions, like going to the bathroom, interaction. They get a quick burst of exercise that they need to get out, stretching, eating, drinking, all the proper amounts. Like, yeah, that 3 to 4 hour window, try to have something figured out instead of just leaving your dog all free or crated up or whatever.
Well, I do think all dogs are different, much like all of our bodies are different. The crazy thing about dogs is they don't have a sense of time. Like, dogs don't know what time.
That is so weird. And they eat the same thing every day.
Yeah, so do I, though. I try. I want to be a dog.
I know. I wish I could do that. Sometimes I'm like, guys, just so simple. You eat this for breakfast, you eat this for dinner, and boom, you're done. That doesn't affect you.
What kind of dog should I get?
I know. I really been thinking about that.
Me
for
too.
A while there, I was picturing you with the Great Dane because I know that came up somewhere. But then I was like, it's like a little much. But I think you need something like manly but cute.
See, I was thinking cute but manly. Like the cute was the leader, but just a little manly. Oh. But you're thinking more manly with a little bit cute.
Yeah, but now I'm worried about your allergies. So I feel like the hypoallergenic type dogs are like, you know,
way cute,
something
little
that's
man, not
mixed
manly.
With a poodle.
Like not
a,
doing that.
Oodle.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be
no doodling.
No rot poodle. No pit poodle. Nothing. You know, I've been looking at, I think beagles are fun.
Cute. That's cute.
You know, I was looking at those shepherds. I don't know. I've been looking at a lot of dog memes, too.
What shepherd? An Australian shepherd?
Well, the one we were talking about on the air the other day.
Oh, yes. I Googled it. So, that was pretty legit looking dog.
Just thinking about it. I'll know when it comes to me. There was a dog up here that only had 3 legs the other day. Did you guys feature that one?
Yeah,
we did.
So did someone adopt it from up here in the building?
Well, took it home, had it for a couple days, but then decided not to adopt it.
Why?
Because it was great with the family, but when other family members came over, it was very protective of the immediate family, so they got a little nervous.
This dog that was up here from the shelter was hit by a car.
Got hit by a car and had to have a leg amputated, and they named it Crash.
And it was running around. I saw it running around.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Like,
cute.
3 legs. It was awesome. Yeah. Still up for adoption?
Still up for adoption.
It's in the Nashville area, but we can put it up on our website and see if we can get Crash at home. Amy, what else you got?
Man, these two college kids in Oregon, they are in big, big trouble with the law. They started importing fake-looking iPhones from China. Again, these kids are in college. Then what they would do with the fake iPhones is they would submit them to Apple saying that it wouldn't turn on and they were broken, and Apple would send them replacement phones. And the damage is like $900,000. So almost $1 million in like free phones from Apple.
Well, they ain't free anymore.
Yeah, not free anymore.
They have to pay out their butt, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like federal agents are involved. They got raided. I'm like, golly, you're in college. Like, their parents probably think, oh, look at our kids off at college doing good
things.
They
got into USC. We don't know how.
So, yeah, not good. Don't do that. I'm Amy. And don't buy phones and iPads from people in parking lots at the gas station.
True, because probably just a block of wood.
Yeah.
There you go. Been there.
Just a PSA. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So every day, school cafeterias feed kids one meal for sure. Sometimes two, because I used to go, since I was on free lunch, I also had free breakfast. So I'd go in for breakfast too. You go in before school starts. They do that at your school?
Yeah.
Where they serve breakfast too?
Mm-hmm.
And so they do one or two, but then that's it. And at the end of the day, the food that isn't used usually goes to waste. But one school district in Indiana is doing something where instead of throwing out the excess food, they pack it up and they give it to the students so they can take home.
Love it.
It's cool. Yeah. And a lot of kids in the school district do depend on those meals, but especially on the weekend, they don't have anything to eat, or they have very little to eat, so they especially do this on the weekend, too. And they noticed how much food was going in the trash at the school, and they came up with this alternative.
Yeah, so smart.
Right? It's like grocery stores. They have to throw a bunch of stuff away because they can't legally give food away because of the, I don't know, like an FDA rule or something?
I know. We got to figure out little ways to get around that.
Yeah.
Because so much food that could be used.
So big shout out to Elkhart, Indiana. That is a pretty great story.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
It's that time.
The Morning Corny.
What do sharks say when something cool happens?
What do sharks say when something cool happens?
Jossum.
Yeah, that was Joss.
Yeah,
there
Joss.
We go. There we go.
That was the Morning Corny.
Thank you. Hey, don't forget, watch American Idol tonight. I will be hosting. So, pretty excited about that. And then tweet out, like, hey, Bobby, yeah. Bobby, you're great,
wow,
cool.
I hashtag had no idea you were so talented.
American Idol. Like, I've never watched the show till now, even though you have probably. If you have.
I was just flipping, and I was like, what is this amazing?
I don't even know who this Bobby guy is.
Hashtag American Idol. Like,
yes.
Fan for life.
I'll probably give all my money to them for no reason. Like,
wait, you want us to tweet that too?
Anybody.
Yeah. Okay. All that. Well, I think it needs to be an effort from all of us.
Yeah, hashtag American Idol tonight.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
I watched this movie called Free Solo over the weekend. Have you seen that?
No.
It won the Oscar for Best Documentary.
What's it about?
Oh, by the way, it's amazing. I had a couple friends over. We were trying to pick a movie out. And we probably spent 40 minutes trying to find a movie because there were three of us. And if it wasn't all three of us, we didn't click it. So we finally found one that none of us had seen. We wouldn't even go to a movie that wasn't like above or below 80 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So Free Solo, we know what it was. But it's about this guy. It's a documentary where it's the like largest wall, like rock climbing wall that no one's ever climbed without a rope.
Oh.
So he's climbing it, just his hands and his feet.
That's what Free's for?
Yeah. And I don't want to ruin it, but it's intense and it's really good. This guy's a nut. But then you like him too. You root for him.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what happens, but I give it 5 boulders.
Wow.
Yeah.
5 boulders out of 5?
When you say a rock wall, you don't mean one like at a climbing gym.
No, no.
No, like out
it's in
nature.
I think it's in like Yosemite.
Okay.
Is that where that is? It's a mountain.
El Capitan.
That's the name
is
of the,
that it?
Yeah, yeah. No one had ever, only a few people had climbed it with ropes. But this kid who, he was in his 20s.
Oh, I'm already stressed out.
Dude, it's so stressful.
I'm already stressed out.
But it's so good.
Oh. Does he have like special fingers?
No, he just works out all the time. He has a van and he does chin ups in his van, but he has finger holes. And he just all the time lifts himself up with the finger holes. And it shows him like.
Wow.
And there's they do like a scan of his brain at one point.
And it's crazy.
And I'm not going to tell you what happens, but you're just like, oh, how about that?
What?
That's all. It's called Free Solo. I watched it.
Makes his brain different?
It's a bit slow sometimes because it's a documentary and all documentaries that, you know, they really want to get out. But it won that. It beat Mr. Rogers. And I thought Mr. Rogers was wonderful in the documentary. But it was good. Free Solo. Okay. Watch it. 5 boulders for me.
On Netflix?
No.
Well, just to buy?
I used Google Play, which for some reason is just on my TV. Huh. I just push a button and Google Play comes up. I don't even know. Where is it on?
I think you're watching on Hulu.
You're watching on Hulu, I guess. Yeah. I don't even know how I got this Google Play. I just push a button and it showed up. So I watched that. One of my friends trying to get me to watch Frozen. Like, we should watch Frozen. I know. That's what I said. Like, I'm an adult man.
Stop.
I watch but she was like, you like Coco? And I was like, yeah, I love Coco. But that was about a boy.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you're not 12. You don't have to watch little boys. So, but I haven't.
You're like, I'm a boy.
I was like, I'm a boy. Why would I watch Frozen? It's about a little girl. I want little boy movies. So I did that. I went to watch Gary Clark Jr. this weekend, and he was in town playing.
Come together right now over me.
He's so good.
How was that?
You listen to
it's great. Eddie and I used to do a local TV show in Austin, and Gary Clark Jr., when he was a kid, we were all kids. Used to come play our show all the time.
Yep.
And now he's blown up and he plays for the president and he plays with, you know, John Mayer and Eric Clapton. And it was really good. He played 3 nights in Nashville at the Ryman. Sold them all out. So I did that this weekend. I went and saw Amy at a bar in the middle of the day on Saturday, which was a bit odd. Who watched your kids?
Yeah. The Haitian. It's amazing. So glad we met her because she's like, really, I don't really do much of anything. So you can text me anytime. I'm like, this is great. And One thing I didn't realize about her, I don't know why I wasn't piecing it together, but she grew up at this orphanage called Danita's Children. So I was thinking, okay, she's from Haiti. She's going to college here. But in my mind, I was picturing her growing up with a mom and a dad, and then she comes to America. But no, she was an orphan, and she lived there until she was 18, and they gave her an education, and then now she's here. And so I love that my daughter and son have someone that can hang with them, but also totally relate to them on like a deeper level than anybody here.
Do your kids enjoy spending time with her?
Yeah, they did fried plantains, which is something they love. And so I happened to have plantains and I was like, hey, she told me, I love to cook. It's like actually my happy place. I said, well, what do you know? I have these here. I said, the kids would probably love it if you did fried plantains, and they did. And normally there's leftovers, but I came home and like everything was gone. So apparently she makes them better than I do.
I would think.
So I might need
to get
her.
Don't have your feelings hurt though. Don't get your feelings hurt.
I might need to get her to teach me some Haitian tricks.
So, that's really cool.
Yeah,
though.
Really, really, really. Like, it just went up. Like, I thought it was cool enough that she was from Haiti, but then after that realization, I'm like, well, you basically should just move in with us.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I haven't said that to her.
Oh, yet. But you might?
I don't know, maybe. Nah. Hey, what do 25-year-olds
care about? If you have a dog or a cat, PetSmart is offering free photos with the Easter Bunny for your fur baby. It's happening on April 13th and 14th.
That's fun. I don't like the word fur baby, though.
I've been hearing it a lot recently, and I'm like, am I hearing it just because you hear it and then you start to hear it more? But it's like the third time I've heard that in a day.
A fur baby.
Yeah.
I don't like fur baby. But anyway, that is pretty cool. Where is it, PetSmart?
PetSmart from noon to 4 p.m.
I used to take my dog do stuff like that, and he was always like, what's happening? Why are you doing this to me?
Photo shoot.
I'd be like, come on, just sit down. He'd be like, what is this large other furry thing I'm standing with that talks?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Right, tell that story, Lunchbox.
So there's this lady, she posted on Reddit, she's married and they've been trying to have a kid. 29 pregnancy tests, no baby. Tried the whole hormone injections, no baby. And finally, the husband confessed, I had a vasectomy when I was married to my ex-wife because I didn't want to get her pregnant. And she said, now you either agree to me having a donor, you get it reversed, or we're getting divorced. Like, whoa. Divorced over this just because you can't have kids?
Well, I think he lied to her. That's dishonest.
Yeah, and she was going through fertility stuff on her end, thinking that something was maybe wrong with her and the stress that adds. And then it's all because he knew, playing along with that he had a vasectomy. And
29 pregnancy tests, which means the emotional roller coaster of that.
Oh, yeah. Every single one of those.
Hormone injections, mm-hmm. which means messing with her body.
Like, why would he even want to go through that with her? Like, it's miserable for her and for him.
That's what she said. She said 3 years of painful, invasive, and expensive fertility treatment.
Yes.
And he lied to me.
Yeah. He watched her go through that and didn't ever once think to pipe up and say, sorry, nothing's wrong. You don't need to inject yourself with those hormones and make yourself feel totally nutso. I had a vasectomy. No, that's bad.
Right? I thought it was bad, too, but Lunchbox thinks she's overreacting.
I think she's being drama-filled. If you love somebody, you want to be with them. You didn't marry them for kids. You married them because you love them.
But right, maybe, but then you fall a little less out of love with them and they lie to you for 3 years while you're injecting yourself with hormones.
Or maybe you got together because you had similar dreams of having children.
Yeah. What did he tell her about that?
Let me see. According to her post on Reddit, doesn't have that.
Oh.
It just says that she feels lied to and she's talking about divorce.
Yeah.
I'm on team dude. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm on team wife. Team her. Yeah.
Team wife.
I'm on team wife. Thank you. You're on team wife?
Yeah, I'm on team wife. Like, I mean, I if they want to work it out, I hope that they're able to, but I do not think she's being typical drama-filled woman.
If I found out someone lied to me for 3 years about something that big, I don't know if I'd ever trust him again.
Like, she was altering her body to make it work, and he knew all along that she didn't need that stuff.
Right, I'm team wife, Amy.
Team wife.
I'm team dude, because when you say your vows, it's till death do us part, not to he tells me a little white lie.
Not
a white lie.
Producer Eddie?
I mean, I'm going team marriage. They said reversal's an option. Just reverse it and get over
it. But how do you trust?
Yeah.
You lied for 3 years.
But there's a solution at the end.
That's what
I like about this story.
Morgan number two?
Yeah, there's hope.
I'm definitely team wife.
Yeah.
Raymundo?
Team guy.
What?
That's crazy. I'm Ray.
You guys are out of your mind. Okay. You can go to our Facebook page if you want to see this story and comment on it. Anyone that would be team guy, they'd probably lie.
I just don't even get the...
Bunch of liars?
Bunch of liars in here? You don't get the what?
I just... Him watching her, like, inject herself and go through that.
Oh, Amy, 30 pregnancy tests.
Yes,
watching
I know.
Her
the roller cry. Ugh.
Struggle all that time.
Guys, he probably cried too because you can still get pregnant when you have a vasectomy. There's miracles that do happen, so maybe he was emotionally invested
it.
Also.
Stop it. Bobby Bones. Yeah. The Hallmark Channel will air a record-breaking 40 new Christmas movies starting in July.
Wow, that sounds amazing, and I can't wait.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah. April 8th, where I talked about. You love these movies, huh?
Bring it.
Why do you like them?
They're just so good. They just make you feel... There's nothing in them that makes you feel bad. And who does... And Christmas time is just a great time of year. So I love that they're bringing it in July.
Will you watch them in July?
Or June. Yes! Whatever it is. Is it June or July?
It's July.
Okay, yeah. I'm down. I'll even, like, cozy up. It's going to be hot outside, but I'll probably make some, you know, hot cocoa or something, get on the couch. I'm all in on this.
40 new Hallmark movies starting in July.
They're smart. They know what they have. Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Katie in Florida, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. Oh, my God. I can't believe this is real.
I know. We were just talking. We were like, we can't believe Katie from Florida actually called in. Weren't we, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Finally.
What's going on?
I feel so special. Well, actually, okay, so I'm a first-time caller. I listen every day on the podcast, and I actually found myself in the car in the morning at the right time, and I got through, and it just feels like fate today. So.
Oh, well, that's cool. You know, I've been listening to the podcast the last few days. I've kind of been a re-listen to myself. Game tape mode. So I spent the last three shows just kind of going through and making notes about myself. Hey, what can I do better, you think, Katie? What can I do better about the show?
Well, I think that, you know, you don't really sound like you have allergies. I know you said that, but I really can't tell. So maybe you've just had them for so long, or I don't know.
Can you imagine when I do get fixed how good I'm going to sound? I bet you I take all this allergy medicine, Amy, and I'm like this. Welcome to the show, everybody. Like, I sound perfect. Like,
yeah.
Like a broadcaster.
Probably beautiful.
I do find that I need to sound more like a broadcaster sometimes. Because sometimes I just talk, and I'm just like talking like this. I don't have any energy. I'm like, ugh. You know what I mean? What do you think about that, Katie? Should I get a better, deeper voice?
His voice sounds actually pretty good. I mean, maybe to work on it like a little bit.
See? There you go. Good feedback there.
Also talking like this.
No.
Welcome to the show. Hey, Katie, on line two. Katie, how are you today in Florida?
Oh, I'm into that. That's good.
See? She knows. Well, listen, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Do you like it when we do the post-show, pre-show? That's like extra?
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite things. The more time I get to hear you guys talk and banter, I'm here for it. So, yeah, make the longest post-show pre-shows. I also started listening to your Bobbycast, you know, Amy's Poor Things. I'm not really into sports. Sorry, Lunchbox and Eddie, but I like it.
Well, thank you very much for being the best commercial we could have ever had here during the show. Where do you live in Florida?
Tampa.
Oh, man. Love Tampa. Yeah, love it. Hey, thank you. Have a great day. Let's go over to Stephanie in Texas. Hey, Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's happening?
I'm so excited to get through to y'all. I have loved listening to y'all for years, and I teach at an at-risk high school in Texas, and I actually decided to teach your book to my kids, Fail Until You Don't. I read it, I loved it, and I think they have a lot to learn from it.
Oh, thanks. So I'm curious about that. I mean, I wrote it. I never thought it would be teachable as far as, like, learn this. It could do everyone's life better. But what do you take from that book and teach to your kids?
Well, I've taught them a couple different books when it comes to making choices and how it affects their lives. The at-risk school that I teach at is 100% at-risk, meaning they are 100% at-risk of not graduating on time.
Wow.
Whether it's because they're pregnant, they've had trouble with the law, or, you know, they just didn't get it, and so they don't have their credits in time, and it's going to, you know, cause them not to graduate. And I try to teach them that all their choices that they make, whether it's small or big, will affect them later on down the line. And I think in your book, just talking about how you grew up, how things affect other people, it's not just them that's struggling. It's not, the world isn't just out to get them. There are other people, and they ended up making the best of it.
Wow, look at this. Mm. Well, that's very cool of you. How many kids are in your class?
So I have about 15 per class, and we are on a rotation schedule, so I probably talk to about 50 kids a day.
Wow, look at you. Well, can I send you a signed copy of the book? Would you mind that?
That would be awesome.
Well, thanks for sharing that, too. That makes me feel good. Sometimes I feel like I'm just saying a bunch of mumbo jumbo and nobody cares. And that'd be okay too. But Stephanie, I appreciate that. Yeah, a couple good calls there. You guys can always call the show 877-77-BOBBY. Raymond, do I put her on hold or get her a book? Mm-hmm. You sign it, not me though. We'll trick her. Thanks for calling, Raymundo.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Two teens from Michigan were down in Port St. Lucie, Florida, enjoying spring break, doing a little boogie boarding when they hear, help, help. And there's a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old getting pulled out in one of those rip currents. Mm. These two teens jump into action, pull the two kids and drag them to safety back to the shore. Saved their lives.
Where were the parents? Do we know?
Parents were on the beach. But once you get in that rip current, you're going out. And they were in the water and they helped.
Well, good for those teens. But how old were the kids?
6 and 8.
What do you think about that, Amy?
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't let my kids out there, but they're different because they're older, but they can't really swim that well. I think it just depends on how long.
A 6 and an 8-year-old.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah, but Alex and Tyler are 16 and 17. And they said, do you consider yourself a hero? And they said, nah, anybody would have do it. But let me tell you, they are heroes.
There you go.
Give them a key to the city.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, Port St. Lucie. They should have them there every year for spring break.
Shout out. And we're on a Port St. Lucie. Yeah. We went to spring training there with the Mets. All right, there you go. Thank you, Lunchbox.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Woo. The Bobby Bone Show.
There's a girl in Nashville, Georgia. Her name is Emily, and she's getting, I think, a double lung transplant.
Oh, wow.
And so she's a big fan of the show. And so I kind of got connected through people tagging on Instagram, and I called her while she was getting ready for her double lung transplant. She's still waiting.
Do I know you?
I hope you feel like you do, but we've never met.
Do I follow you on Instagram?
This is us talking while she's in her room, and she has her oxygen with her.
I would assume you would. I would hope you would. I don't know for sure that you do, but I bet you would.
You're so dumb.
Is this Bobby Bone?
It is. You win. I'll take you 3 questions.
Anyway, I talked to her for
That's
a while.
Awesome.
Yeah, she said tell you hi, and she's a huge fan of the show. And she has such a positive attitude. She's 22 years old. She has interstitial lung disease, and she's waiting. She says she'll get a call any minute, any day.
Wow.
And she's going to get a lung transplant. And she's just chilling down in Nashville, Georgia, listening to the show. And I told her I'd give her a shout-out, and we talked for a while.
And what's her name again?
Her name's Emily. We can send her some Pima Joy stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But she's bought a lot of it already. And she, what's her Instagram name?
Polk Emily.
Yeah.
Read that out.
P-A-U-L-K Emily. E-M-I-L-Y.
You guys can go follow her. Send her a nice message. Had a good talk with her.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I posted a picture on my Instagram because Amy calls me and goes, hey, we're going out in the middle of the day on Saturday. We're going to be out hanging out daytime. I'm like, well, I can't miss that. How often does Amy go out in the middle of the day?
Never.
So she goes, we're going to be dancing. I was like, okay. So I go out, and I post this picture on my Instagram of me, Amy, and a couple of our friends. You would think that this was the Amy tribute Instagram.
What?
As much as everybody was writing about how hot Amy was. Here, I have some comments here.
And I didn't even want you to pose that one.
Why?
Well, not really, but I was like concerned because I wanted my shirt to be down.
No, there's some belly in there. Yeah, my Instagram is Mr. Bobby Bones. Here are the top 5 comments from Josh. Amy is super hot. From Becca, whoa, I thought Amy was Candace Cameron Bure at first glance. Beautiful.
Oh.
From Lindsay, really nice. Amy just gets prettier. Death aging in reverse. And number 2, and by the way, there had to be 20 of these. Every time I see Amy, I had to double take to see if it's Maren Morris.
Oh, yeah.
And the number 1 comment about how hot Amy is on my Instagram. From Kristen, Amy has the most rockin' bod. Just the cutest thing ever.
Nice.
There you have it. You can go see it. Write your comment about Amy.
See for yourself.
Thought people would be like, look at Bobby's out being social.
Oh.
Like, go team.
I'm sure
but no,
if we
it's all
scrolled
like,
through there,
oh,
it'd be like,
it's Amy.
Oh, hey, Bobby. Love your...
Love my what?
Hair.
Oh, see, there's nothing to love.
Yeah, no, I bet. I haven't combed through them, but I could find
you have
stuff.
To comb. Anyway, you can see that Mr. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If I play this piano, do you know what song that is?
I'm a little... Silhouette, thought about a good. goosh, bada goosh, and the blinda fandango.
Yeah, what is the song?
Queen, something. Galileo. Galileo. Galileo.
No, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Queen.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just a piano part of a song, right?
That's cool.
So we've stripped out all the instruments. It's just a piano. That's Bohemian Rhapsody. Just a piano. Write your answers down. Amy to my left, Lunchbox to my right, and our video producer Eddie over there editing videos. Are we ready? Just by the piano part of the song, name the song.
I love this.
Sound familiar, Amy?
Yeah, I'm in.
Just looking for the title of the song.
She's in. I'm in too.
Eddie's in. Lunchbox's eyes are real big. Writing an answer down.
All right. I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Despacito.
Despacito. That is not it. Amy.
Havana.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah, Havana Unana.
There it is. Yeah. That's it.
My heart is in Havana Unana.
Hey.
Yeah, good.
Who right, is that?
It's
Camila.
Camila Cabello.
That's what I thought it was. Despacito.
Okay. Yeah.
By the piano part only, name the song.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this part's very familiar.
Do I get bonus points for artist?
No.
Yeah, that's all I know, too. I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
All right, that's all you get. Lunchbox.
Oh, that's my girl, Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles.
Amy.
1,000 Miles.
Oh, oh my God. I don't know the title. I've heard it. Seasons.
Oh, so no. Yeah. It's.
If I could fall into the sky.
The jam.
It is still the jam.
She's still around?
Uh-huh. I don't know. We're doing what?
I think she died or anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just meant like she's still
Trader Joe's. Making my way downtown.
Oh, yeah, that started.
No, it's all piano.
Dang.
Oh,
it starts
okay.
Whenever you want.
Oh, I was like, where is she? Okay.
Ready? Name it by the piano. What song is that? Just the piano part. Oh, organ now.
I almost didn't remember the title of this song.
I'm in with a win.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Amy.
Don't Stop Believing.
Lunchbox.
Don't Stop Believing.
Are you challenging?
Stutter.
Are you challenging him, Eddie?
No, I'm not challenging.
Yeah, you don't want to challenge him. You'll get disqualified.
There was a stutter in there, though.
What do you have?
Don't Stop Believing.
All right, you're all right. There you go. All right, good. Two left. Name the song. Here we go. Only the piano. Oh, Amy looks puzzled. Oh,
well, because
yeah, I know.
I just went to a...
Lunchbox looks puzzled, but that's normal.
I got it. I think. I'm in.
Amy's up 1 point right now. Lunchbox can climb back into this thing.
I'm trying to.
Wow.
Five seconds.
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Lips of an Angel.
Excuse me?
Hinder, Lips of an Angel.
What a random song. Wow.
I haven't thought of that in a while.
No, I'm sorry, Amy.
Meant to Be.
Ooh.
Yes!
Eddie?
I wrote It Will Be.
Oh, wow.
Come on, so
no,
wrong.
It's like...
Hit it, Bones.
Maybe lay on back and relax. Put your pretty little down on the dash. Maybe
it's meant to be.
All right, one more. Here we go.
Oh!
Lunchbox is standing up in his chair, waving his arms like a symphony.
I'm in.
Only the piano part of the song. There you go.
To make it better.
Yeah, write me a letter.
Write me a letter.
Send it in the mail.
I did them in a Mr. Postman. I sent a special D. Da, ba, da, ba, da. bright and early next morning.
I'm in for the
letter came back to me.
She wrote about it.
Amy.
Hey, Jude.
Lunchbox.
Hey, Jude, write me a letter. Yeah, that's what I got.
There's nothing about a letter.
What, are you serious? It says write Remember me a letter.
Eddie. I might be the worst of this game. I wrote Let It Be.
Oh.
What? I don't
Wait,
know.
Are, you're, yeah. Mr. Beatles
The
fan?
Mr. Beatles.
Yeah. Oh, big wow. Beatles fan.
Does it say write a letter?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I didn't miss one.
You didn't? Amy?
No.
Amy. There she is. There she is. We found her strong suit. She loves the piano. There she goes. Look at you.
Wow, Amy, good
I
job.
I know. That never happens to me. Oh, I'd like to thank my piano teacher from when I was little.
Imagine all the Amys. It's easy if you try.
Give it a try.
Imagine there's all Amy's. That means no one lies.
A single soul.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine all.
Oh, gosh. She okay. Raised it up.
I'm going high. I'm going high. There she goes. Nice work, Amy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This DNA testing site turned a woman who thought she was the only child into one of 30 siblings. This is one of those amazing 23andMe stories. Amazing, it could be good or bad. It depends on your take on the situation. But her name's Shauna, and in the past 2 years, she was the only kid, and now she got on 23andMe and found out that she has 30 people that have the same biological father.
Oh, so her dad was a donor or something?
Mm-hmm. Or a...
Well...
Or very busy.
Yeah.
A donor.
Yeah.
And it just talks about how all these DNA testing services have become so popular. Now, I use 23andMe, and they're also... You know, a sponsor on the show has nothing to do with the story. But she logged into her account, and all of a sudden she was contacted by a person who said, hey, we have the same father. Turns out it was a donor father. And then now there's 30.
Wow.
Would you want to meet all of them?
I guess. Yeah, it'd be cool to get everybody together. I mean, you all share a dad. Yeah.
You share a father.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about a dad.
True. You're right, because he wasn't like a... dad figure.
I would have a Facebook group. I want to look at everybody's pictures.
Yeah.
See how much we all looked like.
Golly, yeah, you know. No, you 100%. You need to meet up with all of them so you don't end up dating them. It happens.
Yeah.
It does. We've heard stories where people are like...
We have, yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going to wrap it up for here today. Amy, what's going on today?
Still have a friend in town, so I don't know. What's with the kids today? We got dance tonight, hip-hop. So that'll be the kid thing. I'll work out, do the usual. Oh, well, I got to work on my Q&A podcast that will come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's it, really.
Check out Four Things with Amy Brown. It's Amy's wildly popular podcast.
What about you?
I'm pitching 3 television show ideas to ABC.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
It's way more intense than my
day. I know. I'm getting on an airplane right now, flying to... I don't think... Listen, who knows if they're going to accept them, but they...
Right, but...
I signed a deal with the network, and so I have 3 ideas. One of them is really dumb, but 2 of them I think are pretty good.
Okay.
Do you want to know what one of them is?
Yeah. Are you going to tell me a good one or a dumb one?
A dumb one.
Oh, cool.
Tell me if you think this would be funny, a funny show idea. I'm writing it down.
When you pitch it, like, do you just... do you have, like, a PowerPoint?
Read it.
Okay. I mean, I could see that working, actually.
So you go in a room with, like, we've had this meeting a month ago. And you go in the room with all the big executives. You go, okay, this is my idea for the show. This is, you know, whatever.
I picture it like Seinfeld.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Sometimes
yeah,
are they yeah. like, meh, next.
Yeah, most times. Almost every time, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
In this business, you got to be able to take note yeah, all the time. In our business, too. I mean, how many ideas do you submit for the radio show? It's like, next.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I get it. I've gotten used to hearing no.
Yeah.
Or, you think something's really bad and that's what ends up getting picked. And then you, like, think something's so awesome and then it just dives.
That's what happens here. So I have that today. I'm going to go up some meetings. I'm going to come back. I'm back tomorrow. It's quick fly out to California.
Yeah. Pitch and ditch.
Never really thought about calling it that. By the way, I'll be hosting American Idol tonight, which I'm super excited about. Hope you guys watch it.
Hope you guys post about it on social.
Yeah, and
hashtag
American Idol. Yeah, but watch
it. I mean, watch it.
Wouldn't it be great if the ratings went up? I was hosting it. That's crazy.
Okay, yeah, watch it. But just in case you can't get to your TV right in time.
Lunchbox, what's going on?
oh, your day stressed me out, so I think I'll take a nap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You probably were going to do a lot, but then you heard.
Yeah, I was going to do a lot of get same things done, but then Bobby's got meetings, so I'm going to be stressed out, so I'm tired.
Three pitches.
Yeah, I'll take a nap and then watch basketball tonight in the college basketball season.
That's right. Texas Tech v. Virginia.
Yeah. V. Virginia.
Yeah. Wow.
What do you mean? Is it V or VS?
V. Well, you'd say V.
Oh.
But written VS.
Oh.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.